producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies. Excuse me. Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just a real quick heads up, friends, again, because we got lots to talk about in a very short amount of time. We're going to be talking about confusion by design. I'm going to highlight that just a little bit because we can see that they sent out their two-time loser Mitt Romney out after Donald Trump or anybody that may be leading that party in particular, because what they want to do is they want to make sure that everything stays as is. So in other words, friends, what they're doing is they're attempting to hand it over to Hillary along with Fox News. Yes, you heard me right, and I'm about to prove my point in just a couple minutes here. Before I get to confusion by design, handing it over to Hillary, I want you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com with me really quick, friends, because there's some important things happening in your country today. You know that I quite often bring up totalitarian methods. What they love to do is they love to smack your face. They love to assault you. They love to perpetuate the crime. And then they have the audacity, after they smack your face and pull your hair, to decry victim status. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. And now what we're seeing on the other side of that method of totalitarianism is the fact that they'll use the law against the law. Just this morning, I seen a video on a news feed in New York where there was literally hundreds of Muslims lined up in New York City on the street to pray to Allah towards Mecca. And it's interesting because the first thing that went through me is, wait, what happened about, you know, what happened in September 11th? On September 11th, 2001, I thought we were led to believe that we're under the threat of the Islamization of America today. And interestingly enough, friends, again, keep in mind who's actually leveraging the Muslims against we the people, not only just in Germany and France, but now they're attempting to do it here in America. And to prove my point, when you go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's an article called Florida Man Charged with Hate Crime for leaving a slab of bacon at a mosque. He may go to prison for life. Do you see how they're using the law against itself, friends? This is some serious stuff going on in your country, and we're beginning to see it over and over and over and over again. Sometime in the past, not too long ago, friends, I was sharing with you that you're allowing a European-style government to usher itself into America. And you can see how that's being done, because what they're doing is we're seeing that the Supreme Court, the injustice, is literally committing treason against the American people by making reference to the United Nations and their laws, which means to establish a new world order. We all know that this is no longer theory, and we've been talking about this for a long time, and we can see the fruit of it on a daily basis in this country. But again, listen carefully. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Florida man charged with hate crime for leaving slab of bacon at mosque. Huh. Interesting. The illegal Muslims, these Muslims come into this country illegally, and because someone wants to stand up and actually call them out for who they are and what they are, and to insult them because they have the right to do that at any time that they want to. I mean, after all, you're being insulted on a 24/7 basis, America. But interestingly enough, one stands up and now all of a sudden the American government wants to indict and charge and to send to prison for life for leaving a slab of bacon at a mosque. Folks, who's the government? There you have it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Rep tells Pentagon to quit stalling and reinstate Green Beret who beat up Afghanistan rapist who was sodomizing the little boyfriends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The Obama's DHS secretly scrubbed 1,000 Muslim terrorist tied names from U.S. terror watch lists. Folks, who's the enemy? Is he without or is he within? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, pure self-indulgence, the grisly possibility why photos of bin Laden's body remain unseen. Oh, again, America, I'm so humored by the stupidity and the tolerance of you people in this country that it sickens me to the core. And then, interestingly enough, Osama bin Laden, who was supposedly responsible for the two towers falling back on September 11th, 2001, for some reason, the President of the United States of America honors his religion and gives him a Muslim eulogy, so on and so forth. And then they take his body that nobody's seen, and then they throw it in the water, and the Americans stand back and believe their government that they say they don't trust on a 24/7 basis that whatever they said must be true concerning Ben Obama. Osama bin Laden. Yes. Crazy stuff, friends. Nobody's ever seen his body. He's given a Muslim eulogy. He's thrown off a U.S. Navy boat, his body supposedly into the water. And again, nobody gets to see his dead body. 2 + 2 = okay. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I've got three words for Mitt Romney, written by Tim Brown, senior editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Shut your pie hole. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Wanted to let you know as well, friends. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. Hold on a second here, friends. Live radio. Just shut down on me. Hold on one second here. Highlighting SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, after 5 years, conservative reforms have saved Wisconsin $5 billion. Again, you judge a man and administration by their fruit. Of course, we're talking about none other than Governor Scott Walker. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslims grateful to the West. Never. Brand new article. Osama, I'm sorry. Again, I did it again, friends. Barack Hussein Obama is quietly pushing through a secret plan to bring thousands of Syrian refugees into the United States of America. Of course. And through what? The political dog and pony show. The circus of politics that are being played out for the American people. Only there to divert attention from away from what really matters, friends. That's exactly what's happening. This is not hard to figure out, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Council on Foreign Relations is said to have declared war on Trump. Now, folks, people need to understand in this country what could be going on. It very well could be leading opposition. The more they attack, the more they put him in a position of underdog, the more the people get behind him. You need to understand spiritual things, friends, because when the law comes, when the law comes, what happens? Sin revives. And what happens, friends, is so many times when what happens is when I say not to do something, people do just the exact opposite of what I tell them not to do. And in many cases, I believe that's what the state-controlled media is doing right now to guard support from the one that they're attacking. But we're going to get to that, and you can decide. Furthermore, friends, what I'm going to do at the end of the show is I'm going to give you 2 minutes of your thoughts to call in at any time and leave 2 minutes of your thoughts on 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0745 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Folks, what I was saying right before the break there was what I'm going to do. We're going to try this because we get so much feedback after the radio shows and during the radio shows. We get many calls, but they don't. You have to stick to the topic here, friends, before we pull you up. Just saying, a little common sense. Let's interject that into the show per hour because we are allotted so little time. We got to make the most of it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to open up this line. Go ahead and write this number down. I'm talking to the listeners you listen to us continuously and you love to write to me. I want to give you a number here. It's 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to rant, to praise, or to complain about what was talked about during the particular day in which you've listened to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. So what were your thoughts on the show today? I'm going to give it to you again at the end of the show. The number is 1-866-233-0747. That is if you don't want to call in live, and again, stick to the topic, that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. That is our live call-in number. And by the way, if you'd like to jump online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. Let me get back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, and then we're going to get over to Confusion by Design, handing it over to Hillary. Interestingly enough, again here, friends, we have mother of young boy who was raped by a Muslim, a gang of Muslims, the refugees. She said, "I regret welcoming the refugees." There's another story of a young girl who was welcoming the refugees. She was actually raped and killed by the Muslims that were entering into her country. And, of course, you never hear that again on the state-controlled media because they don't want you to hear about that on the state-controlled media. Arizona's Interstate Firearms Transfer Compact passes House. Check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, as well as a plethora of other topics and columns from contributors across the country that are actually in the culture war. They are doers of the word, not hearers, only deceiving themselves. Do check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want to jump over to the topic, friends, because, again, am I a glutton for punishment? I know not. But I do know that I was driving around a little bit this morning, taking care of business like I usually do, and I got bored, and I didn't bring a CD. So I turned the radio on just for a second, and, yep, you guessed it. I turned it on, and it just happened to be Fox News because that's why I have XM radio in the first place. That's why we actually ordered a couple years ago. But interestingly enough, friends, when I turned it on, the first thing, I kid you negative, friends, the first thing I heard was them advocating and handing over the ticket to none other than Hillary Clinton. And I just started laughing. I called my wife and I said, this is so blatantly obvious. They're jamming their message right down, and it is called jamming, by the way, but they're jamming their message right down the throats of the American conservatives and law-abiding citizens in this country with their liberal message. Of course, they have to use the useful idiots. You know them as the news anchors that are hired and controlled, of course, controlled by none other than the CIA to do their biddings for them. But in saying that, friends, it's really confusion by design because it's all designed to hand it over to Hillary. Well, what am I talking about? Sam, you want to go ahead and play that video from none other than the two-time loser, Mitt Romney? And I'm going to highlight him as well as others on the Republican side of the aisle so you can understand why the confusion, why the method of divide and conquer, and I'm going to bring it around, and at the end of the show, I'm going to bring it into a perfect culmination of understanding exactly what's going on, because it's really that simple to figure out, friends. This is all by design. Here's Mitt Romney. Listen carefully.
Donald Trump has shown an extraordinary ability.
This is 2 years ago.
Understand how our economy works to create jobs for the American people. He's done it here in Nevada. He's done it across the country. He understands that our economy is facing threats from abroad. He's one of the few people who stood up and said, you know what, China has been cheating. They've taken jobs from Americans. They haven't played fair. We have to have a president who will stand up to cheaters. We believe in free trade and free enterprise, but we don't believe in allowing people to cheat day in and day out.
Isn't that interesting? There's old Mitt Romney high-fiving none other than Donald Trump. And what we heard, and we've been hearing over the last couple hours here, friends, what Mitt Romney did recently. He came out, and what is he doing? He's throwing a wrench in everything. And why is that? Because remember, friends, the Republicans have a plan to take down none other than Donald Trump. I'm just highlighting the game that's being played out in front of you right now, okay, friends? So hopefully you're going to get the understanding by the end of the show here. Now, as the Republican Party already told you, America, they have a plan to actually out somehow, some way or another, to get rid of Donald Trump as the nominee for the Republican Party. And also keep in mind, as I brought up today in yesterday's show, how along with the Republican Party comes in Fox News, because you need to keep in mind, nobody promotes and advocates Hillary Clinton more than Fox News does. And if you don't believe me, drive over there for a moment, turn the radio station on, give it about 15 minutes, friends, and you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. But here it is. Why wouldn't Fox News promote and advocate Hillary Clinton? Why wouldn't they? Because it just happens to be, in fact, that Fox News is found to be a supporter of the Clintons' foundation. So everything makes perfect sense. These are the parties, Republicans and Fox News, that are continuously disrupting support for candidates that are leading with the support of you, the American people, concerning the Republican Party, all in an attempt to help usher in Hillary Clinton by sending forth their unqualified two-time loser, Mitt Romney, to step all over himself in every way. Just like you just heard, friends, that was 2 years ago. Now what's he doing? He's a pawn, friends. He's a little minion. He's doing the biddings. of those that mean to rule over you. And of course, along with Mitt Romney, with his pro-American Obama minions who had to come alongside of him, none other than Paul Ryan, who of course gave Barack everything that he wanted and more when helping push the $2 trillion deficit on the backs of you, the American people. So don't be sideswiped by these people, friends. Judge them by their fruit. We're seeing thus far there is no difference between Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, and I don't want to forget drug trafficking pushover Mitch McConnell to help things further along in the destruction of America. Okay, now follow me here. For them that did not know the difference when it comes to Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney, along with his top advisor, Jonathan Gruber, they were the ones that were responsible for the unconstitutional, not Obamacare, friends, not quite yet, but Romneycare, which you now know to be Obamacare. Okay? Article 1, Section 8, the United States Constitution, it's a complete violation. Therefore, Romneycare and Obamacare are completely unconstitutional. And keep in mind, before it was Obamacare, it was Romneycare. But you didn't know that because you didn't pay attention to what he did. Rather, you listened to what he said. Now, what's interesting here is MIT professor Jonathan Gruber, who advised both Romney and President Barack Hussein Obama on their health care reform plans, told the Washington Post's Jennifer Rubin today that without Romney's plan, and more specifically that plan, individual mandate, which is unconstitutional, President Obama could never have gotten his plan through Congress. He said that as the federal health care plan emerged, the Massachusetts plan under Romney's plan was widely discussed. In his opinion, said the advisor to both Romney and Obama, without the Massachusetts plan, the federal individual mandate plan wouldn't have garnered acceptance and gotten through. He said it was huge, Gruber said. To have the Massachusetts plan to point to, and without it, he thinks it's likely Obamacare wouldn't become law. But what is Obamacare? It's a blueprint off of what? Romneycare. And again, you didn't know that, America, because they didn't tell you that. And of course he's not going to tell you that. In America, that's why I continuously tell you to judge them by their fruit, because when you look to their fruit, they can't deny it one way or another as to what they did, which carries a lot more weight than what they're saying now. And again, let me just highlight the two-time loser here, Mr. Mitt Romney. He's also a pro-sodomite supporter. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24. He's also an advocate for the murder of the innocent in the womb, for those that did not know. He said just the exact opposite on the campaign trail 2 years ago. Folks, this is why this falls back upon you, the American people, because again, 2 years later, they're still spouting off their hypocrisies. But again, friends, what are we talking about right now? We're talking about confusion by design, okay? And we're also talking about how the Republican Party, along with Fox, yes, they are attempting to hand it over to Hillary Clinton in unison. Hold on, friends. Be right back on the other side.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 30 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what we're talking about right now is confusion by design, handing it over to Hillary. And they use none other than the two-time loser, Mitt Romney, who everybody thought, for some reason or other, because they didn't pull the curtain back and actually see what Mitt Romney actually stood for and fell for, might I add. But it's interesting to note, friends, he's completely pro everything that is anti-American. He's an immoral man. And it's interesting because the Republican Party is using him to attack the front runner, which would be Donald Trump. And he's calling Donald Trump the great fraud. I'm not getting caught up into that game. I'm just showing you who the frauds are. And how these people operate. That's why we call them politicians, friends. They have no self-worth. They have no self-dignity. They've sold their soul a long time ago to win the world. And yet lose their soul for all eternity. That's what these men are doing. And they could care less. And this is all by design. The Republicans already told you they were going to do this. Okay, now, but I got to kind of speed up here a little bit. I just told you during the last segment, Mitt Romney is a pro-sodomite supporter. He's also an advocate for the murder of the innocent in the womb. So let me ask you a question, America. What's the difference between him and Barack Hussein Obama? Absolutely nothing. On the last segment, I showed you Romneycare was the blueprint for none other than, guess what? Obamacare. Hey, Romneycare, Obamacare, all unconstitutional. Okay? Now, what we need to do is keep in mind, while these attempt to further the method of divide and conquer, it continues by adding more confusion. Because, friends, what they did is they had to bring in others. It didn't just stop with Paul Ryan. It didn't just stop with Mitch McConnell. It didn't stop with Romney. It didn't stop with them. They had to get somebody else from the other side of the aisle. As a matter of fact, friends, what I want you to do is I want you to go to Daniel chapter 9, verse 8 when you get a moment. Because what they did is they actually went over. Yes, they did it. They went to the other side of the aisle, and they got none other than the little minion, Harry Reid, from, again, the other side of the aisle, who demanded that Paul Ryan denounce his support for Donald Trump, who is said to be in support of the KKK. Now, Donald Trump is in support of the KKK because David Duke supports Trump. Wow, really? So if somebody supports me, then I'm guilty of what that individual that supports me is guilty of. No, I'm not. Okay, let's call it for what it is, friends. Okay? I want to say that again. They lowered themselves so far to go to the other side of the aisle to actually use Harry Reid, okay, this little minion. Harry Reid demanded that Paul Ryan denounce his support for Donald Trump, who is said to be in support of the KKK because David Duke supports Donald Trump. See, now, if we think things through, that's pretty ridiculous. America, I also want you to understand, as I thought things through, that it is the Democratic Party that is responsible for the creation of the KKK. It's interesting because we see Wasserman, this devil. I seen her at the RNC a couple years ago, too. She thought that she was all that and a bag of chips. But I'm telling you, friends, these people are dangerous. Listen to me carefully. They're dangerous. And it's a new level of evil that America, that you are not accustomed to. Rest assured what I'm telling you is true. But Wasserman said that the Republicans want to bring back in Jim Crow laws. Wait a second. They're responsible for Jim Crow laws. They're responsible for the KKK. So here you have a Democrat that's his party's responsible for the creation of the Jim Crow laws along with the KKK. And they want Republicans. Listen to this. The left is denouncing the right. And the left is telling the right what to do because the right's not doing the right thing all the time to actually deal with the left. Now, keep in mind as well, friends, as this little confusion by design is thrown on the American people. And again, friends, here you have it. This is a promise of God in judgment. Just saying. Listen to what President John Adams said while you're getting caught up into this Democratic and Republican Party baloney. Okay? He said, "There's nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution." Of course, because we only have one Constitution. Okay? But what are they doing? They're attempting to divide and conquer. They're warring against one another. It's all baloney, friends. Listen again to what John Adams said. "There's nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties." Why do we have all these different parties, friends? We only have one Constitution. But let me go on here. Also remember that every one of the players that I'm talking about right now, Mitt Romney, okay, the immoral Mitt Romney, the two-time loser Mitt Romney, okay, then we have Paul Ryan, and then we have none other than drug trafficking Mitch McConnell. Now, every single one of these players, along with Harry Reid, okay, that are denouncing the front runner, which would be Donald Trump again, do you realize that every one of these players is an outlaw when it comes to the enumerated laws of the Constitutional Republic? Every single one of them. As a matter of fact, why is this confusion settling on the American people in the first place? Remember what President James Garfield said. He said, when he brought it to resolve quickly, he said, now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. These are the people that folks continuously tell you that they have been voted in the office by the mass amount of their constituents in their prospective places and states, cities, communions, or communities. This is ridiculous. So you're being lied, not just by the Hillary Clintons. You're not just being lied to by the Hillary Clintons. And you're not just being lied to by the Barack Hussein Obamas. You're being lied to by every single one of them. Hey folks, I got a question for you. This is where it's going to start to make sense. Well, these party members corrupt everyone concerning the above said. Is, why aren't these representatives calling for the indictment of Bill and Hillary Clinton? I mean, it's not like they don't, you know, it's not like they have to speculate when it comes to the list of crimes committed against the American people when it comes to the Clintons. How come they're not attacking Hillary Clinton? How come Fox News isn't highlighting? They're saying right now, friends, that this might just be the seal on Donald Trump, Fox News did, concerning Hillary Clinton may just take him to task now. Friends, I told you last week, none other than Bernie Sanders was wiping Hillary Clinton up all over the floor. So how is it that she just mysteriously wins these seven states, and then all of a sudden the attack on Donald Trump begins to commence? And folks, I just highlighted yesterday that she doesn't have any support, but here's Fox News handing it over to Hillary Clinton, who doesn't have any support. So what's happening, friends? I mean, we know that recently it was found that the Clintons are selling from underneath the ranches in Oregon uranium ore to the Russians. How come they're not attacking her for that? How come the above said friends aren't bringing this to the light? Hey, friends, how come those representatives in Washington, D.C. aren't highlighting the crimes of Hillary Clinton? How come they're not calling for an indictment concerning Hillary Clinton? I mean, there's Travelgate scandal, there's Whitewater scandal, there's Filegate scandal, there's Lootergate scandal, there's drug deal donor scandal, Ponzi scheme and political favor scandal, Benghazi scandal, the email scandal, MENA Arkansas drug trafficking scandal. And what are the dead bodies strewn across the path of the Clintons? All 147 of them. And the list goes on and on concerning who she is and who the Clintons are and what they're truly about. But these representatives, friends, they're not condemning Hillary Clinton for her crimes. They're not calling for an indictment concerning Hillary Clinton and her crimes towards the American people. Why is that? Hey, folks, why are they not calling her out for her crimes? I mean, because if you really think about it, to call out Hillary for these crimes would be the same as exposing themselves in so many different ways. Again, friends, look to their records, Matthew 7:16, because they're just as guilty as she is, and that's exactly why they are attempting to protect her. Not so much that they're protecting her as they are protecting themselves. They're protecting themselves. How come they're not highlighting the crimes of Hillary Clinton, America? I want you to answer that. Why are the Republicans not highlighting the known crimes of Hillary Clinton? They're attacking the front runner for the Republican Party. Why is that? Because what they're trying to do is, first of all, friends, it's by design that they confuse the American people. And secondly, friends, you do need to keep in mind they're using the method of divide and conquer. So the party caves in on Donald Trump, the front runner. Hey, by the way, if it was Ted Cruz, here, I want to go back to this. Do you know that even on Fox News this morning, I again listened to it for about 2 minutes. I want you to go over and check, friends. Cross-check me. It was interesting that they kept highlighting Donald Trump and Marco Rubio. They kept highlighting Marco Rubio, who is another Saul Alinsky disciple in action. He's an accuser of the brethren. There's no truth in him. You know who's denouncing Marco Rubio? Jake Tapper from CNN News. He said, you're in denial. You're in denial. And what does Rubio keep doing? He keeps attacking, just like the above said friends are attacking Donald Trump. Why? Why do they want to attack him so bad? I'm going to get to that on the other side of this break. And I think, friends, things are going to be crystal clear, and you're going to get a crystal clear idea as to exactly what's going on. But this is the same game, friends, that they have been playing for a long, long, long time in America. Until you, again, stand up and deal with the issues, nothing's going to change. Enough of the games, enough of the crime. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back, Dog and Pony Show. State-controlled narrative, all bought and paid for. Confusion by design, only to attempt to hand it over to none other than Hillary Clinton. Nobody advocates Hillary Clinton for the presidency more than Fox News does, friends. And the Republican Party are showing you exactly who they mean to hand it over to. Mark 3:25, and if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. I just highlighted the crimes, friends, of none other than Mitt Romney, who 2 years ago was high-fiving Donald Trump. And again, friends, I could care less if it's Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. Whatever the case may be, friends, my point is you're being played like a deck of cards. America, I have a question for you, because I was thinking again about this today. I thought to myself, what is it that the American people need to hear before you actually physically respond to the crimes of this government? I want to know. And I'm talking about criminals in government. I'm not talking about good government. I'm about removing bad government so we have a good flow to our good government. to strengthen righteous government in America. But this lawlessness, these burnt hippies that are still high on PCP, that are ruling the roost, friends, not representing we the people, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. But America, when is it that you're actually going to lift a finger to do something about what's going on in your country? You know you're being lied to. You know they're criminals. The above said, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, drug dealing pushover, none other than Mitch McConnell. He's supposed to be one of the good guys. Remember Boehner? He was another one, friends. And friends, you wonder why at times I bring up Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa, because they're just as worthless as the other ones are, friends. And what's also interesting, at the same time today, friends, did you hear about the plane, the pieces of the plane that were found? They're going to reopen that investigation right now. Why would they be doing that, friends? Because the media loves to attack 20 different directions only to keep the people dumbfounded. So the people at the end of the day throw their hands up in the air and say, what's the sense? That's all by design. They're afraid of you catching on, America. They're afraid of you responding to them and their crimes, America. And notice again, friends, what's happening today? We're finding out that Barack Hussein Obama is trying to actually smuggle, he's attempting to smuggle in thousands upon thousands of illegals coming from Syria. Just like I said, if you think you're going to go ahead and advocate what God condemns and get away with it, you've got another thing coming, friends. You're deceived to no end. You're deceiving yourself. But we're talking again, friends, about confusion by design. I mean, here is Mitt Romney 2 years ago again, friends. Keep in mind, he was high-fiving Donald Trump. Now listen to him today.
Far from the first to conclude that Donald Trump lacks the temperament to be president. After all, this is an individual who mocked a disabled reporter, who attributed a reporter's questions to her menstrual cycle, who mocked a brilliant rival who happened to be a woman due to her appearance, who bragged about his marital affairs, and who laces his public speeches with vulgarity. Donald Trump says he admires Vladimir Putin. At the same time, he's called George W. Bush a liar. That is a twisted example of evil trumping good.
Friends, do you see what's happening here? He's defending the establishment. The American people are sick and tired of the establishment. He just undid himself, friends. And by the way, while he's straining at the gnats, and again, I'm not justifying Donald Trump, friends. That's not my position. I'm a preacher. I'm a Christocrat here. I'm going to stand on the side of truth, regardless if you like it or not. The bottom line is this guy, Mitt Romney, straining at the gnats while he swallows how many camels shortly thereafter. You want to talk about a complete hypocrite, the definition of a hypocrite, friends? Mitt Romney's it. As a matter of fact, over the last couple of days when I heard they were going to bring Mitt Romney back in, I just started to laugh. I laughed at the stupidity of what these people expect people like me to respond with. And the sad fact of the matter is they're appealing to the people that don't do anything about it. And you are the people, if you do nothing about the issues at hand, that they are appealing to. Because they know that they're effective in what they do. And friends, week after week, month after month, year after year, day after day, I get sick and tired of pointing the finger to the American people that sit and do nothing. But I want to tell you what, your enemy loves you. Your enemy loves the fact that you're a hypocrite, that you play both sides of the fence, that you sit and do nothing when you should stand up and do everything. They love you. I want you to understand that these criminals that I'm highlighting right now, they love you. These people absolutely, they depend upon you to do nothing about the issues at hand. And without fail, the American people deliver to your own demise, America. I mean, here is Mitt Romney capping on another individual who is pro everything un-American, friends, and everything anti-God. I mean, to he who was without sin, let him cast the first stone, right? That was the first thing that came to my mind. But wait a second. They're all guilty as hell. And Christians, we were too, but we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. But again, going back to this point, handing it to Hillary. Folks, again, I'm asking you the question, why are these people not highlighting the crimes of Hillary Clinton? Because they are attempting to put her into the position to take over after Barack Hussein Obama's gone. To your own destruction. Again, friends, they're not highlighting, you know, the fact that the Clintons are selling uranium ore to the Russians from underneath the ranchers in Oregon. Matter of fact, the American people have accommodated by standing down and doing nothing in support of the ranchers out in Oregon. Just think about that. Because the state-controlled media that you don't trust told you something opposite of what the truth was. Because they knew that if you really believed within yourselves that the Clintons were selling uranium ore to the Russians underneath the ranchers in Oregon, you would have to stand up and do something. In America, you know what? You don't want to stand up and do anything. You want somebody else to do it for you. We didn't hear a thing about Travelgate, Watergate, Whitewater, Filegate, Lootergate. We've heard nothing about the dead bodies around the Clintons. We've heard nothing about the MENA drug trafficking in Arkansas under Bill Clinton. No, we heard nothing about that because the state-controlled media is not going to give you that. You haven't come to the reality, friends, that you are in trouble. In America, you are in trouble. You're in a lot of trouble. And I just simply, throughout the show, ask you the question, why aren't they calling out Hillary Clinton for her crimes? Because if they did, they would be, friends, in essence, they would be exposing themselves in so many different ways, and they don't want that. How do you think the President of the United States gets things pushed through? That's all he's got to do is call up a couple of these criminals and say, you're not going to block me, because if you do, we got dirt on you and we will expose you for who you are. You better know what I'm telling you is the truth, friends, because that's exactly how these criminals operate. So again, I leave you with the question, friends, how come they're not calling out Hillary Clinton? They're not protecting her. They're protecting themselves. See, friends, what they're doing is they're attacking somebody, again, regardless of who that may be, that's a serious threat to the ground that they mean to hold. Because it's vital that these usher in Hillary Clinton so that things remain the same, which you claim you're sick and tired of, America. There is no difference between the left and the right. We have one Constitution. But again, we were warned by none other than George Mason in Article 3 of Virginia Declaration of Rights. He said the government is, or ought to be, instituted for the common benefit, protection, and the security of the people, nation, or community. These are doing the opposite. And of all the various modes and forms of government that is best, which is capable of producing the greatest degree of happiness and safety, and is most effectively secured against the danger of maladministration, and that when any government shall be found inadequate or contrary to these purposes, a majority of the community hath an indubitable, unalienable, and indefeasible right to reform, alter, or abolish it in such a manner as shall be judged most conducive to the public weal. America, read Ephesians 5:14 when you get a moment. It's time for you to wake up.
That's right. And as Bradley said, America is in trouble. So what are we going to do something? What are we going to do about it? We're going to do something. And one way that you can help us get this word out there across America is by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Please go to our website now, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. What that means is you support the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis. It's that consistency that we need to be able to be catapulted out to the masses, and we count on Sons and Daughters of Liberty. So don't delay. Go there now, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and become a son or daughter of Liberty.
Love you by what we do. Talking 23. See ya.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free